Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
Hello, this is Blaine O'Shaughnessy with Community Comment. Today I want to add my input to a community comment I heard regarding mass shootings that aired on June 8th. I recommend visiting the KINS website and looking and listening through the past community comments. I think this is a great format for community discussion. First of all, school shootings are disgusting and a tragedy for our country. I think all sane, law-abiding citizens consider them so. I hope my comment adds to the conversation that needs to continue to happen regarding gun control and mass shootings. It is not an easy subject to discuss because there are high emotions involved regarding this topic, and understandably so. I want to address the Second Amendment and why I think the Second Amendment is important, and that interpreting it correctly is the correct path forward in addressing gun control and school shootings, especially if we want to live in a constitutional republic. So I will start by reading to you your Second Amendment right. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. The reason I think it's so important to discuss the Second Amendment is because of the wording that is used. It's not very long, and it can be broken down into easily understandable sections, starting with a well-regulated militia. A militia is a military force that is raised from the civilian population to supplement a regular army in an emergency. Next, let's take the section being necessary to the security of a free state. It appears the Founding Fathers thought that a militia was necessary to the security of a free state. In today's terms, that means having a civilian population that is armed according to the regulations of the state in order to have a free state. Next, we have the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. In this section, it's important to remember whose powers are being limited by the Second Amendment. It is the federal government's power to regulate the right to bear arms that is being limited. In essence, the federal government is leaving the power to the individual states. To summarize the Second Amendment in my own words, would be to say that it's important for the individual states to regulate who can and cannot own guns, and it is not the role of the federal governments. The reason I think that it's important is because the Constitution is important, and understanding how the Founding Fathers envisioned the relationship between the federal government and the states is important. This has been Community Comment by Blaine O'Shaughnessy.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.